KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. Stay tuned. We're about to join pregame coverage of the Emporia High Lady Spartans taking on Bishop Carroll in the 5A State Basketball Tournament. Here's Gary Wright.
The following is a production of Emporia's radio station. This is Emporia High School's Spartan Basketball. Welcome to the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, prepares for your RV for over 24 years. Now to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
Lady Spartan Basketball on KVOE, KVOE.com, and on the Odyssey app.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Valunet Fiber, always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia. This is the RV Doc pregame show. It's time for Dylan's pregame talk with head coach Carolyn Dorsey, brought to you by Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person, not an account number.
Needing a car loan, home loan, boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate? The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
Tonight, the Emporia High Lady Spartans open up the Class 5A State Tournament while auditorium taking on Bishop Carroll. And joined now by Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey. And coach, 19 in a row, 21-1, the 3-seed coming into the state tournament. You know, the lopsided win on Saturday against Great Bend. You know, they scored the first 4 points, and then you guys took the lead and never looked back. But you got to like what you got from your girls on Saturday against a Great Bend team that wanted to try to beat you guys after what you guys did to them in December.
Yeah. You know, honestly, I kind of thought it'd be a closer game. I was a little more nervous. I was prepared for an 8 to 12 point game. I don't know that I thought that that's how it was going to go, but they came out. I think they felt pretty good, and we didn't stop. You know, I thought we answered the bell. We didn't start. We started a little hectic, probably not as poised as we normally are, but after that, it was slow and steady, and we just kept hammering it, and it was fun to see. It was fun to be a part of. They were saving basketballs out of bounds. They were pitching the ball in transition, and we were running. And like I said, I think they couldn't keep up with our pace, and I'll take a 30-point win in a sub-state championship any day.
Most definitely. And, you know, you got the good contributions from everyone. You know, Addie Kermer has another quiet game, 17 points. Emil Bennett hit big shots left and right in that game, comes out with 13, and Lexi DeWitt had 10. So, you know, you're going to expect that from those three if they can keep doing it here down the home stretch.
Yeah, you know, Addie's supposed to be doing that, and she's really done a pretty good job all year. Like you said, it was quiet. It's supposed to be, you know, and you throw in Lexi, Ryan, AJ, Emil had 13. Like I said, I think that's where we've struggled in the past is our 2, 3, and 4 haven't been as good of a contribution. And this year, I'd say across the board, if it's not Lexi, then it's Emil. If it's not her, then it's been AJ. It's been Ryan. You know, it's been Kyla hitting some big shots down the stretch. So it's good to see. We have to have it. And again, I think what makes us a threat is on any given night, it can be any one of those kids. And they shut down Lexi, then AJ's got to step up. And I think that's what they've done all season long. And, you know, we're going to try to continue that.
And I think what's nice about Alexa on Saturday, she scores 8 points, and you still were able to get those top three as well. And I think we mentioned this a couple of times here in the last couple of weeks, but AJ has really maybe kind of improved her offense, maybe just had some little bit of better luck with scoring the basketball.
No, she works hard. You know, we'd say you work hard enough, you start to get really lucky. And that's AJ. She works really hard. Therefore, it looks lucky, but that's a product behind the scenes. And I'm really happy for her. She has been more aggressive. I think her drive into the basket has helped. She is strong. She's probably, bar none, one of our best finishers at the guard spot we've had for her size. She's physical. She turns her shoulders really well. She can absorb contact really well. She is fundamentally correct. And every time you do that, you know, you got a chance. And she's the definition of that. So I'm excited to see her play this way. She's been good for us all season long and has for the last 3 years. But I do think she's kind of elevated her game these last couple weeks. And as long as we continue to have that, you know, we'll be in a good spot.
Visiting with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the RV Doc pregame show. Lady Spartans and the Golden Eagles of Bishop Carroll in this 5A quarterfinal, the final one of day number two of the Class 5A state tournament. And we'll talk about Bishop Carroll in a moment. This is Lady Spartan basketball.
Needing a car loan? Home loan? Boat loan, or just some extra cash at a great low rate. The Credit Union of Emporia can help. As a shareholder in the Credit Union, they're here to serve you and can help at every stage in your life, whether you are wanting to save for a goal or needing a loan. The Credit Union of Emporia, 2711 West 15th Avenue, just south of the Flint Hills Mall. Federally insured by the NCUA. The Credit Union of Emporia.
We continue our conversation with Emporia High Lady Spartan coach Carolyn Dorsey here on the RV Dog pregame show. Lady Spartans gearing up for a quarterfinal matchup with Bishop Carroll, and coach, they're 19-3, the sixth seed. And, you know, this field in here in 5A is very loaded.
Yeah, sixth seed at 19-3. We're a three seed at, you know, with one loss. So it's definitely a strong field, you know, and congrats to Bishop Carroll. But that's what we got to get through. You know, we're trying to get one game at a time, and we want this first round game, and they're in our way right now. But I've watched them on film, and they're a strong basketball club. You know, 19-3, that says a lot about your program. And I think it's going to be competitive and athletic and fast-paced. But I do think we match up well with each other.
That was going to be the next thing I bring up, matching up well. You know, they have one six-footer and Leah Littlejohn doesn't start and doesn't really play much as well. But you look from their guard spots and all the way down, you're looking at 5'6 to 5'10 throughout their entire roster. And their leading scorer, Leah Hinky, 15 points a game, a 5'7 junior, really could be the one that you're looking to target here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think the Hinky girl, she's decent. She's a good player for them. She's the one that we're worried about. But Lexi will see her. And Lexi's seen kids like that all year long. So it's no different challenge than what she faces every game. But yeah, in terms of size, they don't have a ton of size, but neither do we. I think we are very comparable in terms of how we play and how we start. And just the physicality that they play. And so I think it'll be an interesting matchup. I think that they average about a 5'8 size, but they play hard. And 5'8 all of a sudden looks 5'10. And, you know, that's how our girls are 5'5, 5'6, but we look a lot bigger, I can tell you that. But it's because of how disciplined and how hard they play. And Bishop Carroll is the exact same. So, again, I think we're going to look at a toe-to-toe kind of game. But it should be exciting and fast-paced.
Most definitely, and this is a Bishop Carroll team that made it to the state championship game last year, fell to Aquinas, And, you know, they lost a girl that's now playing at Fort Hays. But, you know, you look at it, they're very young too. But you talk about your bunch, you know, a couple of these girls, Addie Kermer specifically, this is Addie's third state tournament that she's playing in. And, you know, Lexi was on the bench for you guys when she was a sophomore, when you guys made the trip here a couple of years ago. But do you feel like a lot of your group is ready, knowing they've been in this position, knowing they're playing on a floor again that they played on three times here during the season?
You know, they should be. It's our home court. You know, we don't get to play on it all the time, but we played in our tournament. We play in the summer. It shouldn't be anything new. The game's the game wherever you go. The difference is you might have more fans, it's louder, it's more exciting, but it's still the same old game. And they should be prepped. They should be ready. There's 12 seniors sitting over there. This shouldn't be a shock factor. We need that. All that should be erased from our whatever it is that we're going up against Carroll with. You know, if Carroll's that way, then that's good for us, you know, because I don't think we will be that way. And Carroll's experience. So, again, I think the two of us coming together is going to be an interesting storm.
What's it going to take to get this win? It would be the 20th consecutive win, improved to 22-1. And getting back to the Final Four in 5A would be big for your group, looking to get back to the Final Four since 2009. And, Coach, I know you remember that last win that the Lady Spartans had at State. You know, Coach Neinstead coached that team, and you were, I think you were on Coach Bloomquist's staff when you came back. But I remember that game as well. But I know your team wants to continue the ride history and try to get a win here and get two more games guaranteed.
Well, yeah, in terms of all that, we've been breaking those records all season long, so why not? You know, the way I see it, why not? Let's go get another one. You know, we want to get past the first round. Getting here is great, and it really, truly is. And I said last week, if you just get me there, I'll be cool. And now I'm going to say, if you just give me one, I'll be cool. And hopefully after that, I'll be saying something different. But, you know, to be down here is an honor. It's great to be down here. But we want to give the fans and these seniors and everybody that's invested in our program, you know, memories. And getting one would mean a lot to us. So, you know, we're going to throw the ball out and see what we can do.
And, of course, two at a time and a stop.
That's right. Two at a time and a stop. There's no hero basket. The game is long. It can change at the drop of a dime. Like I said, so slow and steady. And again, after 32, we'll see where we're at.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck here tonight. Go get another. Talk to you after the game.
Thank you.
That's Emporia Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here on the RV Doc pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back with more. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
This has been the Carolyn Dorsey Show, brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. Up next, a breakdown of tonight's matchup as the RV Doc pregame show continues. This is Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
Welcome back to White Auditorium. Under 6 minutes before this final game of day number two of the Class 5A State Tournament between Bishop Carroll and Emporia High. Let's talk a little bit about these two teams. Let's first talk about the opponent a little bit. In Bishop Carroll, 19-3. They went 13-3 in the Greater Wichita Athletic League. 8-2 at home, 9-1 away from home. They were 2-0 on a neutral site. What's interesting in my eyes is how Bishop Carroll got to state. Beating Andover Central by 8 and Hayes by 4 on Emporia High with a couple lopsided victories. You got to think that Emporia High, with those lopsided wins, might be a little fresher, but I know both of these teams playing on Saturday in sub-state championship games, you got to think the Lady Spartans trying to defend White Auditorium here. They went 2-1 in the Paul Terry Classic back in December. They know this floor. They know how the baskets feel. They know it. This is their third consecutive trip here, second for a lot of these kids. You know, Alexa Shively, Addie Kermer have been on the teams that made it three in a row, because AJ played significantly as a sophomore with that senior class of 8 that included Gracie Gilpin. But Emporia High trying to do something special here, keep the season going, history being written here this season. Best record for Emporia High in program history, league champions at 10-0. But, you know, Wichita Heights, who beat this Bishop Carroll team twice, just fell at Washburn Rural last night, 6A, and Emporia High beat Washburn Rural twice. So we'll see how things play out. But Bishop Carroll, their leading scorer is Leah Hinke at 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. She's a 5'7 junior. Emporia High matches up pretty well with Bishop Carroll. You know, their tallest is 6 foot in Leah Littlejohn, but their smallest is 5'6. You know, this could be a good matchup for the Lady Spartans. Now, if they can get by Bishop Carroll here tonight, you got to feel like the matchup tomorrow night with May South would be very good. May South going to be riding a lot of confidence, though, just knocking off St. Thomas Aquinas on this floor. But Emporia High looking to do something that has not been done since 2009. Get back to the Final Four in 5A and try to get in that 8 o'clock semifinal tomorrow night against May South. The other semifinal has Andover and Seaman, so if Emporia High can get there, it would be very interesting. So, well, you got to know my key to the game. 2 at a time and a stop. This team knows this floor, playing here 3 times. But they need to, and they're wearing their whites tonight with being the higher seed. What can Emporia High do? They've had 3 good days of practice, and they are ready to go to try to get back to the semifinals. The group trying to look for their 20th consecutive win and go to 22-1 and have another opportunity to face another 22-1 team tomorrow night if they can get past Bishop Carroll here tonight. It's Emporia High and Bishop Carroll in this 5A state quarterfinal here from Y Auditorium. And I can tell you this, I talked on the morning show this morning about how this place needs to be filled with black and red. And from about behind the Bishop Carroll bench all the way over to the east side, southeast side of the gym, and then there's some Spartan fans right behind the bench in the gold seats. This place is filled of black and red. I know a lot of people like it when it's filled with black and gold for Emporia State, but this is Emporia High's time to shine. Winner goes home, winner moves on to play 2 more. We're going to have starting lineups. They're going to introduce the teams fully. And we'll come back with starting lineups and tip after this. It's Emporia High and Bishop Carroll in this final 5A state quarterfinal here from my auditorium. We're back in a moment. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Do you need some updates or just some loving care for your RV or fifth wheel? Well, let the RV Doc handle your RV service and repair. They'll keep your RV's heating, air, plumbing, and electrical in top working order. The staff has the background and knowledge to do the job quickly and efficiently. They're also the folks to call for wiring and hitches for those trailers and fifth wheels. So if you've got a trip in your plans, call the RV Doc at 342-0702. The doctor is in, the doctor is operating. The RV Doc, 618 Industrial in Emporia.
This has been the RV Doc pregame show. RV Doc, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years. Now stay tuned for Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
It's time now for Emporia High Basketball. Spartan Basketball is brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Jeff Deb and Bree Williams of REMAX Eck Real Estate, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, and by the members of the KVOE Spartan Booster Club. Now let's head to the gymnasium. Here's the voice of the Spartans, Dylan Sherwood.
Time now for starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Take a look at the Bishop Carroll lineup, 19-3 to 6 seed, coached by Taylor Dugan in her 12th season, 208-65. She'll go with Ellie McKillips, a 5'8 senior, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Lily Martin, a 5'7 junior, at 8 points, 3 rebounds. Avery McCory, a 5'10 sophomore, 7 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Leah Hinkey, a 5'7 junior, the leading scorer at 15 points, 4 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. And Brooke Stevens, 5'6 freshman, 6 points, 1 rebound. For Emporia High, 4th ranked team in 5A, 3rd seed in the tournament, 21-1. Coached by Carolyn Dorsey in year number 11, 152-83. No changes for Carolyn Dorsey here tonight. Brian Peak, 5'9 senior, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Addie Kermer, 5'7 senior, 18 points, 4 rebounds, 2 assists. Emil Bennett, 5'4 senior, 5 points, 3 assists, 2 rebounds. Lexi DeWitt, 5'5 senior, 9 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And Alexa Shively, 5'5 senior, 5 points, 3 rebounds, 2 assists. Here are your starting lineups, brought to you by Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life, so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans. Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KVOE.com/listen. And can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. As they are introducing the full teams, they do this in the first round, in the quarterfinal round, so the starters still haven't been introduced. So, and Laura Schwinn doing the PA, so it's going to feel like a home Emporia High game. So once again, for Bishop Carroll is McKillops, Martin, McCory, Hinkey, and Steven. And I need to get this in as well. This activity is being brought to you by the station, its advertisers, and the member schools of the Kansas State High School Activities Association. No rebroadcast in whole or in part may be made without the express written permission of the KSHSAA. Well, in our area coverage, we're 1-1 today with the Lebo girls winning tonight in Great Bend as they defeated Maritime Valley 53-21. So Lebo, yeah, Lebo doubleheader tomorrow night on Country 101.7 FM. Yopi boys will play at 2 p.m. tomorrow against South Gray. So we're looking to have four games here. So it's going to be a good one. Here from White Auditorium. And the student section is big. You know, they have four rows across the way, and it's pretty filled across the way. So we're getting ready to go. Bishop Carroll will be in the road, greens with gold lettering and white trim. Bishop Carroll in letters on the chest. Emporia High in the home whites. Black lettering and the black and red trim. And you got to think, you know, I'm calling the game, but we have the voice of the Hornets next to me, Blake Cripps. Blake is going to, Blake, this is Blake's spot. This is Blake's spot. So I got to be here three times in December for the Paul Terry Classic. It's good to have Blake next to me here tonight to watch this one. As I know a tough call for him today as the Lady Hornets fell in the second round of the MIAA tournament to Missouri Western, but still a great season for the Lady Hornets and Brian Osterman's first year. Coach O is going to continue to do some great things, and Coach Craig Doty, they had a great season as well. So, and Addie Kermer, and Blake's going to get a look at Addie Kermer here tonight too. Going to be on that team for Coach O. So be the second Lady Spartan on Coach O's roster next spring or next fall. As we had our officials on our stat monitor, I need to get that. But I know one is I got to get the book back out. But I know I have to look at this. So, but we're getting ready to go. Final adjustments being made. As the Emporia High fans are across the way. Last year, a lot of the Emporia High fans are across the way. There are still some behind the bench for Bishop Carroll and for their own team. Robin Hobson is one of our officials. I believe Aaron Evans as well, and James Adger. Emporia High will move from right to left. They'll move to my left as I view it here courtside here at White Auditorium. Bishop Carroll will move from left to right. And you know, with the rec center doing stats, I don't have to mess with my iPad. It's Ryan Peak and McCrory, and the tap is controlled by Bishop Carroll inside. They kick it out and deflect the pass, going by Shively. Shively bringing out the floor here, right side deflected, and McCrory chased it down right in front of the Bishop Carroll band. It'll go to Emporia High. So Emporia High forcing a live ball turnover here early in the going as Emil Bennett will trigger into the right of her own bucket. Minnie the trigger in the peak in the lane. Peak bounces, missed the bunny. Rebound out of bounds. Last touch by McKellips for Bishop Carroll. It'll stay with Emporia High. 7:44 to play here. First quarter, no score. Second possession for Emporia High. Then it triggers it into Bulldog Jr. DeWitt with it right wing. Was named the Scholar Athlete of the Week on WIBW last night. DeWitt got fouled. And they will call the foul on Bishop Carroll. I believe it's on Hinky. No, it's on the freshman, Brooke Steven. Her first, team foul number one. As Addie Kermer will inbound to the left of the scorer's table. Kermer looking to inbound the future Lady Horn up top. This is Emil Bennett in between the circles. What can Emporia High do on this end of the floor? Here's Ryan Peak at the left elbow. Ryan here, left wing. Gets over to Shively. AJ looking to go to work. AJ step back, 19-footer. It's too strong. Got her own rebound, though. You're going to see that a lot. Here's DeWitt at the top, and Emporia High resets. 40 seconds in, no score. Emporia High looking to go to work. Minnie with it, right wing. Now to Ryan Peak. Ryan looking to go to work. Ryan at the top, spins. Ryan in the lane, out to Kermer. Left wing, step back three. It's short. Rebound picked up by Bishop Carroll. Here's Hink, a two-on-one. Hink dishes off. Left side, this is Martin. Now driving is McCrory. Here's a block shot from the left block. No good. Rebound picked up by Bishop Carroll. It was Steven, the freshman. Now going right side, this is Lily Martin. A spin move, turnaround jumper. No. Rebound, Addie Kermer for Emporia High. 6:45 to play opening quarter. Still no score. Bishop Carroll 0-2. Emporia High 0-3 from the field. Shively with a right-handed dribble. Now to DeWitt here. Left wing. Bulldog Jr. up top to Peak. Ryan at the left block. Now Minnie with a left wing. Bounce pass. Shively in the lane. Shively was looking for Peak. It's stolen by Steven. And that is the second. That is the third turnover on Emporia High. Second turnover on Emporia High. Here's McCrory right wing against Kermer. Up top to Martin. Swinging around left side. This is Brooke Steven, the freshman. Here's a left corner three by McCrory. Short. Rebound to Witt. Emporia High looking to push. Almost 2 minutes in and nobody has scored. Kermer at the top. Now to DeWitt. Lexia right-handed dribble. Gets off to Bennett right wing. Bennett looking to go to work. Minnie, bounce pass into Ryan. Ryan, right side. Layup is too strong. Rebound loose on the floor. It is picked up by Lily Martin for Bishop Carroll. And McCory's got a wide open layup right side and laid it in. Avery McCory gets Bishop Carroll on the board. They lead it 2-0, 5:35 to play opening quarter. Here's DeWitt, right side, full court. DeWitt to Ryan. Dish off to Kermer, layup, or DeWitt, right side, layup. No, but Bulldog Jr. will go to the charity stripe for two free throws. Foul is on Bishop Carroll. It'll be on Steven. That's her second. Team foul number two as Taylor Dugan bring in three subs as Bulldog Jr. Lexi DeWitt, 73% on the season. The first one for Bulldog Jr. is in and out. As Liza Dugan, 5'6 sophomore. Bria Martin, 5'6 sophomore, also in. As Mikella Lily Martin, and also in Megan Simon, 5'10 junior. Liza Dugan has an Emporia connection. I'll bring it up in a second. As DeWitt sinks the second one, nothing but net. Cuts the deficit in half at 2-1. 5:29 to play opening quarter. Bishop Carroll looking to push Hinkie all the way to cup right side. Got fouled. And Liza Dugan, her granddaughter, she's the granddaughter of Emporia native Dwayne Hendrickson. The foul on Emporia High is on DeWitt. That's her first, team foul number one. And Leah Hinkie will go to the free throw line. She's 76%. The first one up is nothing but net. Hinkie with her first point, and Bishop Carroll could go up by as many as three with the second free throw. Second one for Hinkie is good. Hinkie with two, and Emporia High down 4-1. 5:22 to play here in the first quarter. Here's a skip pass to Shively, right wing, inside the arc, bounce pass to Kermer. Kermer, right wing, a D3. Swish! Hit it! That's a volume net fiber three for Kermer. Ties the game at four. Addy is into the book. 4-4, nearing 3 minutes in. Here's McCory trying to go to the cup right side. Missed the layup. It went in and out on her. Rebound picked up by Bishop Carroll as Dugan for the Golden Eagles. 4-all, 4:52 to play, first quarter. Dugan right wing, making her 12th appearance. Tegan Baker at the table for Emporia High. Oh, and there was a travel by Dugan right wing. Now in the far corner, this is Bree Martin. Right-handed dribble, a skip pass. McCory right wing. McCory steps inside the arc. Now gets it out to Bree Martin. Near the timeline. Left wing. This is Dugan. Dugan. Bounce pass. Right baseline. McCory. McCory spins. Hook shot. Short. Rebound. Rebound. Simon. She got fouled by DeWitt. And Bulldog Jr. just picked up her second. Team foul number two. So the best, one of the best defenders on this team has two early fouls. And Megan Simon to the free throw line for Bishop Carroll. She's 68%. The first one for Simon is nothing but net. Kyla Herkinson, 5'9 senior, and Tegan Baker, 5'5 senior, as DeWitt and Peek will sit down. Give little Peek a little breather. One more for Simon, trying to put Bishop Carroll back up two. Second one for Simon, nothing but net. Bishop Carroll is 4-for-4 from the line. They lead it 6-4, 4:20 a play, opening quarter. And Bishop Carroll looking to press. Shively gets to the Kermer, right side full court. Kermer out to Herkins, lost it. Kyla got it back, left-handed dribble. Bounce pass to Baker, left wing, gets out to Bennett near the timeline. We near the halfway point of quarter number one here from White Auditorium. 6-4, Bishop Carroll. Baker with it inside. Kyla lays it up right side and got the roll. Kyla is into the book, and we're tied at 6. 3:51 to play here in the first. Emporia High looking to press. McCory bringing up the floor for Bishop Carroll. Got it poked away, but got it back. Minnie gets in. Here is Simon, lost to Alex. Bounce going to Emporia High. As McKellop's back in along with Hinkie. As McCory and Simon sit down for Bishop Carroll. Emporia High looking for their first lead of the game. Here's Shively, gets it across the timeline. She passes off to Bennett, who got in the front court. Here's Shively, right corner. Shively looking to go to work. Now to Bennett, right wing. 3:27 to play, first quarter, 6-all. Tegan Baker with it, spins. Tegan, foul, whistle on Bishop Carroll. Be the third team foul on the Golden Eagles. They will get Liza Dugan. That's her first team foul, number three. Ryan Peek back in for Emporia High. Shively out. So, no, Carolyn Dorsey going with two big lineup now with Ryan Peek and Kyla Herkins. Kermer to play it across the way. Kermer inbounds up front. This is Emil Bennett at the top of the circle. Emporia High looking to get their first lead of the game. Here's the future Lady Hornet, Addie Kermer, with a left-handed dribble. Kermer hit a big three a few moments ago. Here's Tegan Baker here near wing. Taking up top to Bennett. Bennett now to Ryan at the free throw line. Ryan out to Kermer right wing. Kermer left-handed dribble. Bounce pass out to Bennett. 3 minutes to play opening quarter. 6-6 is our score in this 5A quarterfinal. Addie Kermer with it here near wing. Up top to Ryan Peek. Ryan looking to work right side. Right elbow shot for Ryan. It's down the drain and in. Ryan is into the book. And Emporia High with his first lead of the game. 8-6. 2:42 to play opening quarter. Here's the defensive champ by the Spartan student section across the way. A lot of seniors in that front row. Inside, missed the shot. Right side was Lily Martin, but she will get two free throws, and that's the third team foul. They will get Tegan Baker. That is her first team foul, number three. And I know Laura Schwinn is saying Spartan foul, so this is feeling like a home game on the PA. Lily Martin on the line for Bishop Carroll. The first one is in and out. Martin on the season, 58%. Addison Gutierrez in, 5'7 senior, as Bennett will take a seat. As McCory back in for Bishop Carroll, as Dugan will sit down. There are only two Bishop Carroll players that shoot the free throws over 70%. The second one for Martin is too strong. Kyla Herkins up for that rebound. 8-6 Emporia High, 2:28 to play here in the opening quarter. From White Auditorium in this 5A state quarterfinal. Addie Kermer looking to go to work. Bounce pass Herkins, left baseline. Kyla looking to go to work. Kyla, turnaround hook. No, but Kyla will get two free throws. It'll be the 14th foul on Bishop Carroll. They will get McKellop, who will be going to Tabor to play for Sean Reed. Tabor just won the KCAC tournament on Monday at Hartman Arena. Kyla Herkins to the line, 2 points, 59% at the line. Eyes to mark on the first, in and out. Kyla has been shooting the free throws better here in the last about month. She had big free throws at Manhattan. Kyla trying to extend the lead to three. Spins it. Second one on the way for the righty swing. Kyla with three. And that's the deficit right now. It's Emporia High up 9-6. 2:13 to play opening quarter. Spin move for Martin. Layup right side. Too strong. Rebound Tegan Baker. Loose on the floor. Loose in the lane. And Tegan got it. And got it off. And Bishop Carroll with it. And a travel called on Bishop Carroll as Hinkie traveled with it inside the lane on the right side of the floor. Shively back in for Emporia High as Tegan Baker will take a seat. Well, Bishop Carroll took over at the start, but Emporia High leading it here 9-6, under two to play opening quarter. Shively with it. Shively at the free throw line. Now Ryan Peek out to Kermer. Step back, top of the key, three. No, it's in and out. Rebound picked up by McKellips. McKellips for Bishop Carroll. Hinkie to the cup right side. Missed the bunny. Rebound Herkins for Emporia High. Emporia High looking to go. And Kyla too much on that pass. Was looking for Ryan Peek. Emporia High at a disadvantage down the floor. And Bishop Carroll will have it back. 9-6 Lady Spartans. 93 seconds to play opening quarter. Leah Hinkie bringing up the floor for the Golden Eagles. Across the timeline. Now right wing, this is Lily Martin at Emporia High on man-to-man. Zeta Pearson and Emil Bennett are at the table. Here's McCory at the right elbow. Now at the free throw line. She shuffled, didn't call it. McKellips now gets over Lily Martin here. Right wing, Kermer's on her. Martin gets over right wing. This is Hinkie. Hinkie, left-handed dribble at the top. A step back three from the top. It's off the back iron. Rebound chased down by Ryan Peek. 100 minutes to play opening quarter. Lady Spartans up front. 9-6. Addie Kermer, left-handed dribble, switches to her right hand across the timeline. Addison Gutierrez, right wing. Her mom, Amanda, was doing stats earlier for the rec center, now in the crowd. Kyla Herkins with it up top to Ryan. Now Kermer with it with 37. Behind the back dribble for Kermer. Shively at the free throw line. kicks it to Gutierrez, far corner. Gutierrez will dribble up, back up front, now it spins. 25 seconds, Ryan inside the lane. Bounce pass and a walk by Ryan. As Bennett and Zeta Pearson in, 5'6 senior. Kermer will get a breather before the break, quarter break. Perkins out. As Bree Martin checked out, as Bishop Carroll brought back in Megan Simon. Bishop Carroll looking to go for one. Emporia High up 9-6, 18 seconds to play, opening quarter. Here's McCory, far corner. McCory looking to go to work at the free throw line. Kicks out Hinkie. Hinkie, 9 seconds, lob pass inside. This off, a floater from 10, it's good by Hinkie. She's got four, it's down to one. Here's a heave from 55 feet by Minnie. It didn't draw iron. But Emporia High will go into the quarter break up 9-8. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
KVOE, live and local.
One for nine. Still one for nine. Well, Emporia High. Neither team struggling from the field. I believe, Blake, you said one for nine from three? So Bishop Carroll is 2 of 10, and Emporia High 3 of 8 from the field. So neither team shooting the basketball very well. But Bishop Carroll, 6 of 6 from the line. Emporia High ball out of the quarter break. It is Kermer, Peek, DeWitt, as Peek got fouled from behind, and they will get McKellips. That'll be her second team foul, number one on the Golden Eagles. The future Tabor Blue Jay will probably come out of this game as Megan Simon back in, as it will be McKellips to sit down. Emporia High to trigger into the right of their own bucket. Bennett will inbound out to Kermer, right wing. Kermer in the Peek, who lost it. Picked up by Simon. Another turnover by Emporia High. That's another thing. Both teams sloppy with the basketball. 5 turnovers for Emporia High. Here's Steven, now right wing. This is Hinkie. Hinkie, a left-handed dribble, Shively's on her. Now Lily Martin with it for her wing. Martin, right-handed dribble now to Steven. Steven, they're going to get an offensive foul as Ryan hit the deck. The illegal screen on McCory. McCory's first, team foul number two. And the fouls are beginning to rack up as that's turnover number four against the Golden Eagles. 7:17 to play here, first half. 9-8 Emporia High. Addie Kermer bring up the floor, behind the back dribble, across the timeline. Across the power E. Across Ron Slaymaker court. Here's a skip pass. Ryan, Bennett from Kermer, who laid it up right side. 5 for Kermer. Emporia High back out to their largest lead of the game at 11-8. It's 3, 6:49 to play here, first quarter. Kermer 2 of 4 from the field. Including a big value net 5 or 3 that tied the game. That's almost losing the handle was McCory. Here's a layup left side. Good for Hinkie. A back door as McCory with the assist. Hinkie has 6. It's down to 1. Here's a skip pass. Shively. Shively in the lane. Up Bennett. Straight on a 3. It's short. Shively up for that rebound. Shively a cup right side. Layup is in and out. Rebound Simon for Bishop Carroll, who threw an elbow. And she traveled with the ball. She traveled with the ball, but one official said It's going to, they're going to say an Emporia High foul. So a holding foul is called on Shively, and Brody Peek across the way didn't love it. The near official called a travel before the foul. AJ's first, team foul number one. 6:15 to play first half. Lady Spartans up one, 11-10. Bounce pass, right elbow. This is McCory at the free throw line. Almost got it poked away. Here's Martin. Kicks it out, Steven, right wing. Now in the right corner, it's Lily Martin. And lob pass inside, not almost stolen. Here's a right wing three for Martin. That's off the back iron. Rebound picked up, and a jump ball is called. Possession arrow will be Bishop Carroll's. Bree Martin back in for Lily Martin. 5:53 to play here, first half, 11-10 Emporia High. Neither team has had a lead greater than three. Steven will inbound the freshman out to Hinky, and she lost the handle right in front of the Spartan student section, and it's going to the black and red and white. And that is turnover number six on Bishop Carroll. Turnover number five. Still press put on by Bishop Carroll. Addie Kermer gets to the bin across. The 10 count is on. They get it in front court. Here's Kermer. Kermer to Ryan at the free throw line. Ryan out to Kermer. Wide open right wing of three. In and out. Rebound Ryan Peek. Puts it back to Bryce side. No. But Ryan will go to the free throw for two free throws. It's the 13 foul on Bishop Carroll. They will get Hinky. That's her first. Team foul number three. Ryan Peek to the line. Ryan on the season is 66%. Ryan with a bucket here. Trying to extend the lead back to three. Eyes to Mark on the first. It's in and out. Baker in for DeWitt. Ryan's got hit the second. Every free throw is going to be big down in this game. As Emporia High, one of two. Two of five as Ryan missed them both. Rebound Bishop Carroll. 11-10. Here's Steven out the right elbow, kicks it out. Hinky, right wing of three. It's too strong off the heel of the iron. Rebound Ryan Peek. Ryan just picked up her third rebound. 11-10 Emporia High. 5:15 to play here, first half. From White Auditorium, winner plays May South in the semifinals tomorrow. Loser season is over. Kermer lost the handle. She got fouled. It's a hold, and it's a 14 foul on Bishop Carroll. They will get Bree Martin, that's her first, team foul number four. And Emporia High, very close to being in the bonus, almost 5 minutes left in the half. Bennett to trigger it in, out to Tegan Baker. Swing over here near wing, now Minnie with it. Bennett now to Ryan, out to Tegan Baker, right wing at three. Swish! Another three for Emporia High, that's a Value Net Fiber three. Value Net Fiber, always available, always fast. Always reliable in Emporia High. Largest lead of the game at 14-10. They lead it by four. 4:47 to play opening half. McCory driving the left side. McCory in the lane. Traveled out. Here's Steven. It's off. It's a near ball. Rebound. Loose. It's picked up by Bishop Carroll. And a near steal by Emporia High. Deflected by Shively. Stays with Bishop Carroll. Herkins back in for Ryan Peek. As Dugan back in for Hinky. Emporia High leading it 14-10, 4:36 to play here first half. And a whistle, and they have to redo this. No, they called a foul on Shively. That's AJ's second, team foul number two. Well, you know you're going to get this at the state tournament. Still ball outbound for Bishop Carroll across the way. Inbound, this is Brooke Steven near wing, far wing. Now Dugan, now in the far corner, it's Martin. Or McCory, right baseline, bounce pass, layup right side, good for Megan Simon. She's got four, the deficit is cut in half. 14-12, 4:17 to play here, first half. Here's a skip pass, right, Kyla looking to go to work. Kicks it out to Bennett, right wing. Right side, full court, Kermer looking to go to work. Kermer, left side layup, it's good! The future Lady Hornet with seven. And back to a four-point lead at 16-12 and a whistle. Timeout called for Bishop Carroll. Full timeout. Let's get a minute in. Lady Spartan. Nope. It's a 30. Let's keep it right here. 16-12 Emporia High. 4 minutes to play here in the first half. They did call a 30 for Coach Dorsey. because Taylor Dugan was signaling full here near side with Emporia High up four. Back to their largest lead of the game. Once again, fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at kvoe.com/listen. Well, a good turnout here on a Thursday night here at White Auditorium. 4 minutes to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up four at 16-12. For Emporia High, they have Zeta Pearson, Kyla Herkins, Tegan Baker, Camille Bennett, Addie Kermer. For Bishop Carroll, they will send out Lisa Dugan, Brooke Steven, Bree Martin, Avery McCory, and Megan Simon. And the freshman, Brooke Steven, will bring out the floor across the timeline, moving from left to right. McCory with a touch at the top. Lob pass deflected by Zeta. Zeta in there for her defense. Here's Dugan with it, dribbling over near far side. Brooke Steven with it at the top. At the elbow, now a left wing, a three for Bree Martin. It's short. Rebound tap. It's picked up by Steven and missed the bunny left side. Rebound, Steven, and she stepped on the baseline. It's going to Emporia High. That is turnover as Bishop Carroll, now 4 of 17 from the field, including 0 of 4 from 3. As Martin back in for Steven. 3:33 to play here, first half. Lady Spartans up 4. They're looking to go to work, trying to get a lead greater than 4. There's a behind-the-back dribble. Here's Addie Kermer. Addie looking to go to work. Addie inside, left side. Kicks out to Bennett, top of the key. Now Herkins at the elbow, right side. Tegan Baker. Tegan kicks it out. Bennett, right, left corner, 3. Yes! Minnie with a valiant net, 5-3. The third trifecta for the Lady Spartans here tonight. 7-point Lady Spartan lead at 19-12. Nearing 3 minutes to play, first half. A big shot for Minnie, who's been hitting the three good lately. Here's Martin, a skip pass. Right corner, a three. That's missing by McCory. Rebound picked up, loose on the floor, and it's out of bounds. Going to Emporia High. Last touch by Bree Martin. As Hinkey back in, as for Victor Carroll. Dugan back in. Perkins out. Ryan Peek back in. Well, Emporia High up 7 at 19-12. 2:47 to play here in the second quarter from White Auditorium. Right side full court, it's Addie Kermer. Now Ryan Peek, right wing. Ryan Trapp and a foul. It's the 15th foul. It's the 15th foul on Bishop Carroll, and it's free throws. So we're at last 2:38 of quarter number 2. Foul is on Lily Morton. That's her first. Ryan Peek will shoot 2. Ryan is 0 for 2. Emporia High 2 of 6 from the line. First one short for Ryan. Leah Littlejohn will check in for Bishop Carroll. She got to go all the way to the X. And also Mike Kellips back in. And Steven back in. And McCory will sit down. Leah Littlejohn, 6-foot senior. Her brother Alex plays at Kansas Wesleyan. An All-American for Anthony Munson. Second one, missing, in and out. Rebound, Tegan Baker, offensive board. Ryan out to Zeta, right baseline. Now Bennett, right, left wing. Many a spin. Now out to Ryan, shot fake. Ryan in the lane, 14-footer straight away. Back iron, no. Rebound picked up by Bishop Carroll. They got numbers, but too deep on that pass. Right in front of the Spartan bench. And Emporia High will retain possession, leading by 7 at 19-12. 2:21 to play here in the first half from White Auditorium. Addie Kermer looking to bring it up the floor for Emporia High. Zeta Pearson with it just past midcourt. Bennett gets to the Kermer right side full court. Addie leading the way. Here's Bennett near wing. Minnie a right-handed dribble. Kermer wants that basketball, gets it right wing, back to Bennett, in between the circles. 2 minutes to play, first half, 19-12 Emporia High. Bennett, right wing, Michaelis on her. Bennett looking to go work, lost it, as Ryan had it for a moment. It's stolen by Bree Martin for Bishop Carroll. Here comes Bishop Carroll in front court. Michaelis with the top of the key, now Lily Martin, bounce pass to Hinkey. Right wing, lob pass inside, deflected out of bounds. Right in front of some Spartan fans. right next to the Spartan Pep Band. It'll stay with Bishop Carroll as Martin back in, as McCory back in. 1:32 to play here, first half. 7-point Lady Spartan advantage at 19-12. Gracie Gilpin is here. Her dad, Justin, had to see him. Here's a top of the key three for Little John. No. Too strong. Rebound, Addie Kermer. I know her brother can shoot the 3-2, but that one was too strong. 19-12 Emporia High. 80 seconds to play here and a half. From Wine Auditorium. Tegan Baker, far corner, up top, Ryan. Peek. In the Zeta in the lane. Zeta, bounce pass, Tegan Baker. Tegan looking over work. Teardrop on the way from 13. No. Rebound Little John for Bishop Carroll. Nearing a minute to play, first half. Lady Spartans up 7 as Hinkie lost it. And it's into the hands of Tegan Baker. Tegan reeled in a pass across the timeline as Kermer. Kermer, teardrop from 15. In and out, but Kermer will shoot two free throws. And Emporia High to get up 9. You want Addie Kermer to the line. At the line for Emporia High. And that is McCory's second for Bishop Carroll. Gutierrez and Herkins to the table. Kermer with 7, 76% from the line. Kermer looking for a 408th point. It's in for the first. Baker out, Pearson in as Gutierrez and Perkins back in. Little John out as Martin back in. Lead is now 8 for Emporia High. Kermer with 8 looking for 9. Spins it. Second one for the future Lady Hornet. It bounced in. Kermer with 9 to lead away. That is the difference now at 21-12. 50 seconds to play here, first half. Here's right wing. This is Hinkie. Emporia High looking to knock off the defending runners-up in 5A after the defending champions in 5A just got knocked off here a little over an hour ago by Mays South. Up top, this is Mikelops. Now left wing, this is McCory. Up top, Martin. Martin looking at all the work. Now right wing, Hinkie spins, 22 seconds. Here's a teardrop from 12. No for Hinkie. Rebound, Ryan Peek. Ryan got poked away by Steven, and a foul on the Lady Spartans. It's the 13th foul, though. That is Ryan's first. Team foul number 3. Laura Schwinza was her second. Zeta Pearson will come in for defense for Ryan Peek. So Bishop Carroll with 15.7 to work with. Leah Martin will inbound to the right around bucket. Inbounds, almost throw it away. They have to chase it down. It's Mike Hellups. Left side full court. Skip pass Martin right wing. 10 seconds. Kermer's on Martin. Now McCory, right corner. 5 seconds. McCory, left-handed dribble. In the lane. 13-footer straight on. Too strong. Perkins rebound. And that'll do it for the first half. Ladies, Spartans up 9. 21-12. The Long Bine Auto Plaza halftime show is next. Lady Spartans up 9, 21-12. We're back in a moment. This is Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia. Driven by LongbineAuto.com. Back to the gymnasium, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium, Emporia High leading at 21-12. So we are in the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. With studio coordinator Iris Renteria, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, what a first half for Emporia High. Emporia High trailed 2-0 and then got down by 3, but then Emporia High got the lead at 8-6 and never has looked back. Bishop Carroll has pulled within 1, but Emporia High, its largest lead now at 9 at 21-12. We will go over the stats here in a moment. We might take another break here because they are adjusting it as Keaton Code of Sports in Kansas is here and going to talk about the student section. Probably put this on Sports in Kansas. Keaton interviewed a couple of the seniors and Carolyn Dorsey last week. Got them on Sports in Kansas, but Keaton is here. She was here yesterday for the boys. But I'll tell you what. We're gonna get the printed off stats here in a moment. But our stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. We will go over our stats here in a moment. Let's go ahead and get a break in, and we'll do that when we come back. 21-12 Emporia High here at the break here at Wyatt Auditorium. We're back in a moment. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
At Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Mania event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmine Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmineauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium, let's go over our game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carry on the trust and tradition since 1928. First for Bishop Carroll, they had 3 players scored. Leading the way is Leah Hinkey with 6, Megan Simon with 4, and Avery McCory with 2. Bishop Carroll was 4 of 21 from the field in the first half. That's 19%. They were 0 of 8 from 3, 4 of 6 at the free throw line. They rebounded the ball 13 times, leading the way Hinkey with 3 rebounds, and Bishop Carroll turned it over 7 times. For Emporia High, Addie Kermer with 9, 3 each, Emil Bennett, Kyla Herkins, Tegan Baker, 2 Ryan Peak, 1 Lexi DeWitt. Emporia High, 7 of 17 from the field, 41%. 3 of 7 from 3, that is 42%. And Emporia High could lead this game by 15 if they make their free throws. They were 4 of 10 for 40%. 18 rebounds, 4 each, Tegan Baker, Ryan Peak. And Emporia High turned it over 7 times in the first half. Those are your halftime stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home. Carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. Well, the Lebo girls winning earlier today. They will play in the semifinals at Mark Community College, 53-21. Opie girls fell 61-44 to Little River. So right now we currently have 3 games across the KBOE network of stations tomorrow. Opie boys South Gray at 2. And then the Lebo girls will take on the winner of the 3-6 matchup at Great Bend. And I'll have to check that. But the winner of this game gets May South tomorrow at 8 p.m. If Emporia High wins, we get that game, and we'll have a 7:40 Irby Doc pregame show here on KVOE. And hopefully my voice is about half back. But Mays South with probably the upset of the century. 55-53 in overtime. That was a good game. Andover defeating Blue Valley Southwest. Huge. Andover 23-0. Seaman defeating DeSoto. So Andover, Seaman, Mays South, the three in the semifinals. Who's going to punch their ticket to tomorrow night? I know Carolyn Dorsey and company would love to do so. And I want to mention this because we're about to wrap up the Longmont Auto Plaza halftime show. The trivia question on the morning show this morning that I brought up. The last win for Emporia High was against Lansing. 38-35 in the state tournament 2009. Happened at the Stormont Vale Event Center. Rochelle Van Gundy Fisher, May the 3rd. Her husband, Bren, won that pizza this morning from Gambino's. But Emporia High looking to get back to the Final Four for the first time in 15 years. 16 more minutes to decide it. 21-12, Lady Spartans leading Bishop Carroll, trying to knock off the runners-up in 5A after the state champions got knocked off by Mays South. This has been the Longmont Auto Plaza Halftime Show. The third quarter is next. Lady Spartans up 9, 21-12. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongPineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, our March Savings Media event is here. During Chevy truck season, you'll get $7,000 below MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 LTZ with trade-in of select Chevy models. Plus, purchase any vehicle, get 5 free throw attempts for an extra $100 savings up to $500. Come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia or visit us at longmontauto.com. Chevy, together, let's drive. All rebates assigned to dealer, tax and fees extra. See dealer for full details.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Valunet Fiber.
This has been the Longbine Auto Plaza Halftime Show. Longbine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongbineAuto.com. The second half is next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
KVOE, live and local.
Welcome back to Wide Auditorium. We are getting ready for the third quarter here from White Auditorium. Lady Spartans up 21-12, looking to get back to the semifinals of the Class 5A state tournament for the first time since 2009. It happened when I was a sophomore in high school. And yes, I was at that game that Rochelle Van Gundy hit that three to beat Lansing. Emporia High in their home whites, black lettering, black and red trim, moving from left to right, up 9. Here is DeWitt, starting 5 back out for both teams. DeWitt right side, now Addie Kermer. Addie at the free throw line, now Shively. AJ looking to go to work, teardrop from 10, it's short. Rebound McCory. And a skip pass, this is Mike Hillups. Kicks out to Stevens, now top of the key, McCory. McCory spins a 180, left wing back out to Stevens. And now whistles, and now what? He got a foul on Emporia High. And AJ put both of her hands up and committed it. And AJ just picked up her third personal foul, team foul number one. Carolyn Dorsey just looking at it and just nods her head no. Her team up 9, 21-12, 7:28 to play third quarter. Up top, this is McCory. Now here near corner, it is Stevens. Now at top, Martin in. and the McCrory lost the handle, but it was deflected off Emporia High. Stays with Bishop Carroll, who's in their green road greens with gold lettering. Bishop Carroll with white, green and white trim. Bishop Carroll going from right to left. As I see it here, courtside, Wyattorium. Out to Hinkie, left wing. Now left corner, Steven, a three. No, it's not. It's too strong. Shively up for that rebound for Emporia High. 7-11 to play, third quarter. Ladies Spartans up nine. Bounce pass in the peak. Had to chase it down. Ryan, left-handed dribble. Gets out to Kermer, right wing. Kermer gets it off Ryan, right elbow. Now DeWitt with it. Here's a screen by Ryan Peak. DeWitt, left-handed dribble. Now Bennett, left wing. Minnie in the lane. Bounce pass. Deflected and had no one home. Turnover Emporia High. Turnover number 8 against the Lady Spartans. 6:52 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 9, 21-12. Bring out the floor is Brooke Steven, right-handed dribble across the timeline. Steven, left-handed dribble, taking the cup left side, missed it. Rebound, Kermer, up for that rebound. Emporia High looking to go to work. Jively brings it up right side, full court across the timeline. AJ trying to dribble out of traffic. Now Ryan Peak, right corner, shot fake. Ryan looking to go, kicks it out, Kermer left wing. Kermer, at the free throw line. Kermer lost it, stolen by Hinkie. Behind the back dribble, Hinkie across the timeline. 2-on-2, Hinkie the cup right side, layup, no. Rebound to Witt, came out of the trees. DeWitt looking to get it to Kermer, and now Emporia High has it. 6:08 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 9, 21-12. Emporia High now 7 of 18 from the field. Bishop Carroll still 4 of 24. Ryan looking to go work right side, and a foul, and it's two free throws for Ryan. Ryan is 0 for 4 from the free throw line. They will get Steven, that's her third. Team foul number 1 on Bishop Carroll, and Taylor Dugan. It's like, really? Two subs to the table for Bishop Carroll. Peak to the line, first one, nothing. Manette converts her first charity strike, toss of the night. Martin and Simon back in. Mike Hillips and Steven out. Ryan looking for a 4 point, trying to get Emporia High up 11. Second one, short. Rebound tracked down by Bishop Carroll. 10-point Lady Spartan advantage. Largest of the game, 22-12. 5:50 to play, and missing the shot. Right side was McCrory, and layup low post left side was by Simon. Simon with 6. Lead is 8 for Emporia High, 22-14. 5:37 to play, third quarter. Ryan, right baseline, out to the wet. Left corner, a 3. Yes! Nothing but net. It's a long 2. Her foot was on the line. Bulldog Jr. with 3. Lead is back to 10 for Emporia High, 24-14, 5:21 to play, third quarter. Love how Blake is here to spot for me. This is so different, having a spotter. Here is Leah Hinkie, now left elbow. It's Simon, kicks it out to Martin. Here's a screen by Simon, a spin move by, and deflected. It's going to be a jump ball. The arrow will be Bishop Carroll's, as Shively had it, but it goes to Bishop Carroll on the arrow. As Shively in for Baker, or Baker in for Shively. McCrory out, and Martin out. As Dugan back in, and Mike Kellips back in for Bishop Carroll. Nearing 5 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 10 at 24-14. Here is Bree Martin here near wing. Emporia High, man-to-man. Ryan dribble. This is Mike Kellips. Gets inside, low post right side. It's Simon, layup right side, no, but she will get 2 free throws. She's been a spark off the bench for Bishop Carroll, and they will get Emil Bennett with her first. Team foul number 2, and Megan Simon, who has 6 points, she is 2 for 2 from the line. With her eyes to mark on the first, it's in and out. Well, Bishop Carroll was 4 of 6 at the line at half. Just missed their first toss of the second half. Trying to get it to 9. Megan Simon, 5'10 junior, swished the second one home. Simon has 7 to lead the way for Bishop Carroll. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage, 24-15, 4:47 to play, third quarter. Here's Addie Kermer, left side full court. Addie The future Lady Hornet looking to go to work to the cup. Left side, out to DeWitt at the top. DeWitt looking to go to work. Right side, Lamp is in! Off the glass and in for DeWitt. 5 points for Bulldog Jr. And the largest lead now for Emporia High is 11. 26-15. 4:25 to play, third quarter. Simon LaPost was looking for Michaelis and threw it away. Turnover, Bishop Carroll. McCory back in for Bishop Carroll. Bree Martin will sit down. Herpkins back in. Ryan Peek will get a breather. Well, Emporia High, largest lead of the game now at 26-15. 4:21 to play here in the third. Fans, the entire KVOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KVOE.com/listen. And timeout, Carolyn Dorsey at the 30. And let's just keep it right here. Can't listen to the game? Follow KVOE AM 1400 on Twitter or go to Facebook.com/KVOE News for scoring updates throughout the game. They are brought to you by Goods Cash Saver and Country Mart. 4:13 to play here in the third. Lady Spartans having their largest advantage here tonight at 26-15. Well, Emporia High can hang on. They get the finale tonight against May South. And if that happens, it's a rematch from the Sub-State Championship game from last season. That should be a good one if Emporia High can get this one. Emporia High sends out Kermer, Baker, Herkins, Bennett and DeWitt. Inbounds into the backcourt is Emil Bennett. Right-handed dribble across the timeline. Here's DeWitt at the top of the key. Now swings over left wing. This is Baker. Cut back into a cutting. DeWitt, who missed the bunny right side. Rebound Herkins. They get a foul. No, it's a jump ball. Possession arrow is Emporia High. As the Bishop Carroll fans, as they wanted a foul on Herkins, who went up over Megan Simon. Emporia High with it on the arrow, leading 26-15. Four to play here in the third. The Bishop Carroll fans don't love it here right behind us. Bennett will trigger into the right of her own bucket. Inbounds up top, this or right wing, it's DeWitt. DeWitt bounce pass to Baker, now Benny back with it. Far side, and an offensive foul called. It's an illegal screen, and one Bishop Carroll fan just stood up and started applauding. Actually, it's a May South fan. They get Herkins with the illegal screen. That's her first team foul, number three on Emporia High. 11-point Lady Spartan advantage, 26-15, 3:43 to play, third period. From White Auditorium, winner plays May South, 8 p.m. tomorrow. The semifinals, the Class 5A state tournament. Inside Simon, hook shot right side is good. Megan Simon has 9. And that is all coming off the bench. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage, 26-17. Here's a hook shot by Baker, it's off. It's short. Rebound Hinkey. Hinkey looking to bring it up the floor all the way. 14-footer straight on. No, it's off the back iron. Rebound Simon. And they're getting a jump ball. Carroll has it on the arrow. 3:12 to play, third quarter. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage, 26-17. Peek in for Herkins. Kyla playing good minutes for Carolyn Dorsey. Carolyn looking for career win number 153 here tonight. 150 was bittersweet a couple weeks ago at Washburn Rule. 140 was pretty big too. Semifinal win over Derby in the Glacier's Edge tournament. Simon up top, deflected, loose on the floor. Hinkey has to chase it down. She stepped on the baseline. And the Spartan faithful across the way love it. And another turnover for the Golden Eagles. I believe that is turnover number 9. As Abigail Pedruzzi, a 5'11 junior, in for the first time. Megan Simon will sit down. 3:08 to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 9, 26-17. They've led by as many as 11. Neil Bennett bringing out the floor and reaching foul called against Liza Dugan. Dugan's second. Team foul number 2 on the Golden Eagles. As Bree Martin and Lily Martin back in for Bishop Carroll. Mike Hillips and Dugan sit down. Exactly 3 minutes to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 9, 26-17. And Emporia High will get a do-over. On the floor for the Lady Spartans, it's Baker, Kermer, DeWitt, Peek, and Bennett. Bennett and Baker with it right baseline. Skip pass, DeWitt left wing. DeWitt dribbling inside. Now right side. Baker in the lane. Hook shot is off. Rebound picked up by Bishop Carroll. A little too strong for Tegan. Bounce pass inside. An easy layup missing by Bree Martin. Addie Kermer out for that rebound. Emporia High catching a break. Still up 9, 26-17. Nearing 2.5 to play here in the third. Neil Bennett gets to the Ryan Peek left side. Ryan. Right-handed dribble, dribbling around here, right side to Bennett. Right wing, fires for three. It's in and out. Rebound, Baker, jump ball is called, and it's going to Emporia High on the arrow. Well, you know Carolyn Dorsey loving the rebounding. They're out-rebounding Bishop Carroll right now, 23-19. Bennett to trigger in, 2:20 to play, third quarter. Inbounds to Ryan at the free throw line, a jumper. From the free throw line, it's an air ball. It goes out of bounds. It's going to Bishop Carroll. Not a good look for Ryan there. Ryan, 1 of 5 from the field. Struggling tonight as Gutierrez back in for Baker. Emporia High up 9, 26-17. 2:12 to play here in the third stanza from White Auditorium. Petruzzi. Now to Hinkie. Hinkie, a 10-footer. It's off the side of the backboard, but she got the rebound and put it back in left side. Hinkie has 8. It's down to 7. 26-19 Emporia High. 1:54 to play, third stanza. Bennett. Now to Ryan Peek. Shot fake right baseline. Ryan bounce pass to Bennett, right wing. Mini dribbles up front to reset. Now to Gutierrez, right corner. Addison Gutierrez, left-handed dribble, dribbles it out to the top of the key. Bennett at the top, man-to-man for Bishop Carroll. Defensively, DeWitt at the top. Now Bennett with it. And the Ryan low post. Ryan spins again. Turnaround jumper is in and out. Rebound Pedruzzi for Bishop Carroll. And they throw it. Here's Martin right-handed left. Too strong. Ryan Peek up for that rebound. Bishop Carroll not shooting the ball well. Now 7 of 32. Kermer the cup. Tear grab. Off the glass and in for Kermer. The future Lady Hornet has 11. It's back to 9. 28-19. 1 minute to play. Third stanza. From White Auditorium. Here's Bree Martin here near wing. Corey High man to man. Here's a three by McCory. Too strong. Rebound. Ryan Peek went up for that rebound through the trees. And a holding foul on the Golden Eagles. They will get Martin, Lily Martin, her second, team foul number 3, and Taylor Dugan, again, questioning that call. Our officials, I was able to get it, Aaron Evans, Josh Roberts, and Robin Hobson, our officials for this 5A quarterfinal. Emporia High will have to go the length of the floor as Kermer inbounds, as Bishop Carroll going to bring some press, as Peek got it. As they get in the front court, as Kermer, or DeWitt almost threw in the back court, as Kermer needed to get across the timeline, and now Emporia High will look to milk this one down to end the third. Here's Ryan Peek, left baseline, out to Gutierrez, left wing. Now DeWitt with it at the top of the key. 22 seconds to play, third quarter. Lady Spartans up 9, 28-19. Bennett to reset with 15 on the timer. Minnie. Here's a screen by Ryan, 10 seconds. Mini, teardrop, no, short, rebound, Simon. Here comes Bishop Carroll, right side. Lily Martin, half court, heave on the way. Damon Drew iron, rebound, DeWitt at the horn. She deflected out of bounds, but that'll do it for the third. 28-19, Emporia High, leading by 9. The fourth quarter is next after a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart, 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Wyatt Auditorium for the fourth quarter. Lady Spartans up 9 at 28-19. With CEO coordinator Iris Renteria, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Emporia High with their starting five. It's Peak, Kermer, Bennett, DeWitt, Shively. For Bishop Carroll, they have Lily Martin, Ellie McKellips, Leah Hinkey, Brooke Steven, and Ava McCory. Bishop Carroll will play it, moving from right to left. Here is McCory, right wing. Up top, Lily Martin. Swing around here near side, it's Brooke Steven. Now up top, Hinkey. A three on the way. No. Bishop Carroll hasn't made a three. Rebound picked up by Steven. She missed a teardrop from 12. Ryan Peake with the rebound. Ryan lost it. It's going by Bishop Carroll. Here comes Martin. And a whistle and a foul. It's two free throws for the Golden Eagles. Foul is on Emil Bennett. That's her second. Team foul number one on the Lady Spartans. Bishop Carroll is 7 of 36 from the field. Emporia High 10 of 28. Lily Martin in the line, 58%. First one in. Martin, her first point. Cuts the lead to 8 at the moment. Could get it to 7. Martin, her first point. 5'7 junior. Average 8 points and 3 rebounds. Second one, good. Martin with 2. The lead is 7 for Emporia High at 28-21. 7:35 remaining. Inbounds pass almost stolen. And a jump ball is called. Emporia High has it on the arrow. Carolyn Dorsey signaling it. And also, another thing that everyone should know, it is Carolyn Dorsey's birthday here today. A win for Carolyn Dorsey. A baseball pass. Loose. DeWitt has to chase it down. They've done this before. In the Shively, in the lane. And a foul on Bishop Carroll as Shively was under the bucket. Foul is on Carroll. That'll be on Martin. Lily Martin's third. Team foul number one. It would be a big birthday present for Emporia High to give to Carolyn Dorsey. 7:28 remaining. Lady Spartans up 7. 28-21 into DeWitt. Low post right side and a jump ball. No, it's a foul. It's a block on Bishop Carroll. It's on McKellips. That is her third. Team foul number two on Carroll here in the fourth. Bennett to trigger in with 7:26 remaining. Inbounds up top to Ryan Peake. Ryan right-handed dribble gets to the Bennett right wing to reset at the top. At that. Now Ryan left wing. Peak up front, in between the circles to Bennett. DeWitt with it. DeWitt looking to attack right side. DeWitt spins 180. DeWitt now was looking for Peak, threw it into the Emporia High bench, but it was deflected. Off Carroll, stays with Emporia High, with 7:04 remaining. Lady Spartans up 7, 28-21. Kermer inbound right in front of her own bench. Up to Bennett at the top of the key. 7 minutes of play in this quarterfinal in 5A. 28-21, Lady Spartans. Ryan Peake. Ryan looking to go to work. Low post. At the turnaround jumper, it's too strong. Rebound Hinkey. For Bishop Carroll. And the McCory left right side. Good. McCory with 4. And Bishop Carroll has made this a two-possession game at 28-23. 6:35 remaining. Emporia High desperate. Lee needs a bucket here. Addie Kermer. Addie at the free throw line. Now to Shively. AJ at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Bennett. Minnie looking to go to work. Minnie now to Ryan at the free throw line. Kicks it out. Kermer left wing. Now to Bennett, who almost got it stolen by McCory. And a foul on McCory. That's her third. Team foul number 3. The Bishop Carroll fans don't love that. is the third team foul on Bishop Carroll. Two more fouls committed by the Golden Eagles will put Emporia High at the line. Kermer to inbound. Inbound sent to the backcourt. It's Emil Bennett. 6:10 remaining. 28-23 Emporia High. The last two games here at Wyattorium have been really good. The Seaman-DeSoto game was pretty good. As many lost, it was deflected, and it stays with Emporia High. Emporia High with three timeouts to work with. Bishop Carroll with five remaining. 5:54 remaining. Lady Spartans up five, needing something here. Inbounds to Ryan Peake, low post. Out to Bennett, right corner. Now, Addy Kermer with a touch. Right wing. Here's DeWitt. DeWitt dribbles it to the top of the arc. Bounce pass to Bennett. Lost the handle. Deflected off of McCory. It stays with Emporia High. Kermer to play it right in front of River Peters and Sheldon Stewart. Madden Sile also right there too. Neil Bennett with it left side full court. 5:35 remaining. Lady Spartans up 5. 28-23. Too much juice on that pass by Minnie. Carroll and Dorsey a little frustrated. Now, Bishop Carroll can get it to two or three. Simon back in for Carroll. As Mikelops out. The future Tabor Blue Jay. 5.5 remaining. Lady Spartans up 5. 28-23. Emporia High been outscored 8-2 since they led 26-15. That 11-point lead in the third stanza. Here's Brooke Steven with a screen. Bishop Carroll has not hit a three here tonight. Lobbing in Simon in the lane. Simon, hook shot, no. Right side and two free throws coming up for Bishop Carroll. Foul is on Ryan Peake. Her second. Team foul. He signaled two. It's on AJ. That's her fourth. Team foul number two. And now Megan Simon will shoot two. Eyes the mark on the first to cut it to four. In. 10 for Simon. Baker in for Shively, who just picked up number four. One more coming up for Megan Simon. 10 points. Looking for 11. Eyes the mark. Second one. Hit them both. 11 for Megan Simon. It is down to 3. 28-25 Emporia High. Nearing 5 minutes to play. They need a bucket here desperately. DeWitt to the cup. Missed it left side. But Bulldog Jr. will get two free throws with 4:59 remaining. Foul is on Simon. That's her first. Team foul number 4 on the Golden Eagles. And DeWitt will shoot two. Lexi with 5. First one. Too strong. DeWitt 73%. DeWitt trying to get it back to 4. Second one. Switch. 6 from DeWitt. It sends the lead back to 4. 29-25. 4:55 remaining. 2 at a time and a stop. Here's Hinkie, right wing. Dribble handoff. Right wing to McCory. McCory gets it to the Inky right wing against Kermer. A skip pass to Martin, left corner. Now Brooke Steven with it with a screen by Simon. Here is McCory, right corner of three. No, short. Rebound tapped. It's picked up by Martin. Layup left side, no. They call a travel on Bishop Carroll. Brooke Steven, who laid it in. Left side, but a travel called first. And Bishop Carroll now in double digits in turnovers with 11, or 10. 29-25 Emporia High. 4:23 remaining in this 5A quarterfinal. Winner plays May South tomorrow at 8. Loser's season is over. Here's Addy Kermer. Lost it for a second. Kermer looking to go to work right side. Lays it up right side. No, wave off the shot. And a foul. It's two free throws for Kermer. You want Kermer at the free throw line. For if you're an Emporia High foul. McCory just picked up her fourth, and Emporia High's in the bonus, the last 4-11. So Emporia High going to shoot the final 4-11. Addy Kermer with 11. Couple of dribbles for the future Lady Hornet spins it. The first one on the way. It's nothing but net. Kermer with 12, looking for 13. Sends the lead back to 5 at the moment, at 30-25. Kermer with 12, looking for 13. Addy spins it. Eyes to Mark on the second. It's in and out. Rebound, Ryan Peek. Foot back. Yes! Ryan Peek, big offensive rebound into the stick back. Ryan with 5. The lead is 7. 32-25. 4 minutes left. We got a good finish here from my auditorium. Here's Rick Steven. Left wing. That's a big stick back for Emporia High. Here's Hinkie. Right side. Lost it. Stolen by Peek. Emporia High looking to bring out the floor. Up 7. 32-25. 3:40 to play. Minnie puts up 5 fingers on her left hand, dribbling up the floor across the timeline with a right hand. Minnie to the cup right side. Almost laid it in. Missed it. Rebound, Minnie. Reverse layup. No, short. Simon rebound. And a deflected by Kermer. Kermer brought the defense. Stays with Bishop Carroll. And Taylor Dugan will want a full timeout. Let's get a 1 minute break in. Emporia High leading by 7. 32-25. 3:25 remaining. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. By Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
3:25 to play here from Y Auditorium. Lady Spartans up 32-25, looking to get a date with May South in the semifinals tomorrow at 8 p.m. and try and get to the semifinals for the first time since 2009. Bishop Carroll ball out of timeout. They got it in the backcourt. They have to go the length of the floor. Here's Lily Martin near wing. They get it in, deflected, loose and deflected. They go into Emporia High. Bishop Carroll thought they had it, and they thought it was deflected off Ryan Peek, but Emporia High will get it. As Addison Gutierrez will come in for Baker. Oh, Kermer will inbound. As Kermer will inbound, so it is Emporia High ball. As Kermer will bring it up the floor now, across the timeline. Kermer to the cup, a skip pass deflected off. Bishop Carroll stays with Emporia High. 3:06 remaining, 32-25 Emporia High. Bennett will trigger it in. Manny inbounds, deflected into the hands of Steven. Here comes Bishop Carroll on a 2-on-2. McCory layup right side, no! Rebound loose on the floor, still loose. It's picked up by Steven, and now we have it's out of bounds off Emporia High. Stays with Bishop Carroll. 2:57 remaining as Baker and Shively in for Gutierrez and Bennett. Bishop Carroll has the arrow. Steven will inbound to the left of her own bucket. Inbounds to the left wing. They get in, deflected off of Bishop Carroll. It's going to Emporia High. As Bennett and Gutierrez quickly back in. Shively and Baker out. As McKellop back in for Martin. As Simon also came out. Well, Emporia High with it, leading by 7, 32-25. Baseball pass by Kermer to Peek. She's at the layup right side. No, missed the bunny. Ryan had that one and missed it from point blank. You know I don't like the point blank. And a pass loose on the floor, stolen. Here comes DeWitt across the timeline. Here, Kermer right wing in the Ryan. Ryan, low post right side. Ryan looking to kick it out. Bounce pass. Kermer, teardrop. No. Kermer will go to the free throw line with 2:32 remaining. Her team up 32-25. Foul is on Bree Martin, her second. And two free throws for Addie Kermer. 12 points for the future Lady Hornets. Kermer looking to get point number 13 and 14. Eyes to mark on the first. Swish. 13 for Kermer. 33-25. Shively in for defense. Gets out. Kermer looking to get it back up 9. With 2:32 remaining. Spins it. Second one for Addie. Yes. Kermer with 14. Bend it out as Baker in for defense. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage. 34-25. 2:32 remaining in this 5A quarterfinal. And Bishop Carroll will roll in. Bishop Carroll picks it up near the top of the arc in backcourt. Here's Martin, gets over to Hinky right wing. Now Martin right baseline. Bree Martin kicks it out to McCory. McCory looking to go to work. A teardrop right side. No. And a foul on Emporia High. It's the 14th foul, but it's free throws for the ladies for the Golden Eagles. Foul is on Ryan Peake. That's her second. Team foul number 3. Laura Schwinn has 3, but the board says 2. The first one for McCory is off the back iron and missing. Shively and Baker out. Gutierrez and Bennett out. Bennett back in. And for McCory, she's 73%. She has 4. The second one on the way is short. Rebound tap in the hands of DeWitt. 2:12 to play in this ball game. 34-25 Emporia High. Bennett across the timeline. Remember, every foul committed by Bishop Carroll will put Emporia High at the line. Here's Kermer in between the circles. Top of the key. Under 2 to play. Lady Spartans up 9. 34-25. And a whistle and an offensive foul on Emporia High. Bar official called it. Foul is on Ryan Peake. That is her third. Team foul number 4 as Gutierrez and Bennett out as Baker and Shively back in. As Bree Martin and Mike Hellups out as Martin and Simon back in. 1:52 to play. Emporia High up 9, 34-25. Now on defense. Here is Lily Martin right baseline. Up top to Steven, the freshman. Swing over. Hinky left wing of 3. It's an air ball. Bishop Carroll has not made a 3 all night, and it goes out of bounds on the shot, and it goes to Emporia High. Bennett and Gutierrez back in for Shively and Baker. Emporia High, 1:39 away from advancing. More whistles, and Taylor Dugan wants another timeout. It's a full. Let's get another minute in. 1:39 remaining. Emporia High up 34-25. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th and Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch, it's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High with the ball as Bishop Carroll, 20% from the field at 8 of 40. Emporia High, 33%. And they want to travel. Bishop Carroll wanted to travel on Addison Gutierrez. And a foul on Bishop Carroll. It'll be 2 free throws for Emporia High with 1:31 to play. Foul is on Hinky. That's her second. And now send Addison Gutierrez to the free throw line. Addison on the season is 8 of 10 at 80%. Gutierrez has hit big free throws this season for Emporia High. The first one is too strong. Shively in for Bennett. Well, still, a big free throw from Gutierrez. It would extend the lead back to 10. Gutierrez looking to get into the book. As Emporia High now 9 of 19 from the line. Make it 10 of 20 as the second one good for Addison Gutierrez. She'll lead the lineup as Tegan Baker back in. Emporia High up 10. 35-25, 91 seconds away from getting a date with May South tomorrow night at 8 p.m. They're going to be in the Final Four for the first time in 15 years. How special is that? Lily Martin threw it away into the hands of Addie Kermer. Addie Kermer across the timeline. Addie threw it, was looking for Baker, but threw it into the hands of Martin or Simon. Now in the Martin low post left side. Teardrop good. It's down to 8, 35-27, Emporia High, 104 remaining, and it's a 30-second timeout. Let's just keep it right here. Bishop Carroll now with two timeouts remaining as Emporia High with three. Well, real quickly, once we are done with the fourth quarter, we will jump into the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show. We'll go over stats, play of the game, player of the game, and visit with Carolyn Dorsey. Get final thoughts and more, and a minute four away from having another team making everything chaotic at KVOE. Going to have four games across the network of stations tomorrow. Yeah, Opie boys, Lebo girls, and Lebo boys now in Emporia High. Had to think on that for a minute, Blake. Nearing a minute to play in this one. 35-27, Emporia High. Pressure, and Bennett called timeout. Carolyn Dorsey, what will she take? She's got full timeout. Let's get another minute in. 8-point lead, Spartan advantage. 35-27, 59.2 left. We're back in a minute. This is Spartan basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire, 915 Graham. Where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Emporia High will have to go the length of the floor. Here's the baseball pass to DeWitt. DeWitt chases it down. Right side layup is no. But Bulldog Jr. will get two free throws with 57.6 left, trying to get her team back up 10 at the most. Foul is on Steven. That's her fourth. And Bulldog Jr. will shoot two free throws. DeWitt with six on the night. Eyes to mark on the first. It's too strong. Gutierrez out. Shively back in. DeWitt trying to put Emporia High back up nine. Bishop Carroll got within three here in the second half, but not any closer. DeWitt gets it. Here's the second one. It's on the way and switched home. DeWitt with seven. Bennett out. Baker in. 9-point Lady Spartan advantage. 36-27, 57.6 remaining. Bishop Carroll will roll it in as Brooke Steven will pick it up near the midcourt stripe. Steven kicks it out to Hinkie, right wing. Reliable shot from 16. It's nothing but net. Hinkie with 10. It's down to 7. 36-29, 50.1 remaining. Timeout Bishop Carroll. It's a 30. Each team with two timeouts remaining. Let's just keep it right here. Well, Emporia High will have 50.1 to work with, leading by 7, 36-29. Once again, fans, the entire KBOE network of stations is streaming online and now on one page. Listen to any of our stations at KBOE.com/listen. Well, Emporia High, 50.1 seconds away from a date with May South. Be a rematch of the sub-state championship game from last year, where Emporia High won last year. For Emporia High is Kermer, Gutierrez, Bennett, Peak, DeWitt. It's McCory. As Emporia High, they can run the baseline. Here's the baseball pass again. Chasing it down was DeWitt, but Hinkie got it. Now Emporia High has to get a stop. Up 7, 36-29. Here is going the cup. Steven, a teardrop from 11. Brooke Steven is into the book. This is a five-point game. 36-31. DeWitt across the timeline. DeWitt with 30. Gets to the Bennett. They're going to foul. Here's Gutierrez. Gets to the Kermer. Going to try to foul. They foul Kermer. Lily Martin reached in. That's her fourth. And Addie Kermer will shoot two free throws with 23.5 remaining. Her team up 36-31. And the captain, Addie Kermer, the future Lady Hornet, playing on her future home floor in college with two free throws. The Spirit Fingers by the center section. First one is in. Kermer with 15. Shively in for Gutierrez. One more for Kermer to extend the lead to 7. Kermer looking for point number 16. On the way, and it's off. Rebound tapped in the hands of Bishop Carroll. Here come the Golden Eagles as Steven looking to bring it up the floor to the cup right side, laid it in. Brooks Steven with 4. This is a 4-point game, 37-33, 14.5 left, and a full and final timeout for Bishop Carroll. Let's get a minute in. 37-33, Emporia High, 14.5 left. We're back in a minute. This is Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Good's Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Good's. By Long Vine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongVineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Addie Kermer is fouled with 11.8 left as Leah Hinkie, her third. And Addie Kermer will shoot two more. It's a two-possession game, still. Two big free throws from Maddie Kermer. The future Lady Hornet as the Emporia High Lady Spartans clear the lane. First one, nothing but net for Kermer. 16 for her. Lead is 5. Gutierrez out as Shively in for defense. To extend it to 6 with 11.8 left. Spins it. Second one for Kermer. Is in and out. Rebound, McCory. McCory, bring out the floor. 8 seconds. McCory, left corner. Here's Martin for 3. No, it's an air ball. Rebound picked up with 3 seconds. Brooke Steven with 6, and the horn sounds. And Emporia High survives as they win it 38-35 over Bishop Carroll, and they advance on to play May South tomorrow night at 8 p.m. They have won their 20th straight game, and now 22-1, and they get to face a fellow 22-1 team tomorrow night at 8 p.m. for a berth to the state championship game. 38-35, Lady Spartans win it. The Prairie Land Partners, John Deere, post-game show is next. The Lady Spartans are on to the Final Four for the first time since 2009 as they defeat Bishop Carroll here tonight, 38-35. We're back after this. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Valunet Fiber. Always available, always fast, and always reliable. By Robert's Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. And by Mr. G's Express Car Wash. Get unlimited car washes for as little as $21.99 per month. Mr. G's Express Car Wash at the corner of 6th and Prairie in Emporia.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Country Mart 1020 Merchants. From their fresh meat cut and wrapped on site to fresh produce, deli, and bakery, get in, get out, and get on with your day. The Emporia Public Schools, they build futures. And by Farm Bureau Financial Services agent Brian Fillinger, it's your future, let's protect it. Call 342-2500 or log on to brianfillinger.com.
This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball. It's time for the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution. Once again, here's Dylan Sherwood.
Well, two more games for the Emporia High Lady Spartans here this season as they win their first quarterfinal game in 15 years. History continues to write itself for the Lady Spartans here. First Centennial League title in 1997. The win over Rural since 07. 27 years for the Centennial League title. It took 17 years to beat Rural. And Emporia High, first win at state for the first time since 2009. As they defeat Bishop Carroll here tonight, 38-35. With studio coordinator Iris Renteria, I'm Dylan Sherwood. Well, the last two games here at Y Auditorium here tonight had the defending state champion and the defending state runner-up, both in 5A. Both of them fell by 3 points, each of them. So now Andover and Seaman meet at 4 tomorrow. Emporia High May South at 8 p.m. tomorrow. That's the 5A semifinals. And those two are going to be good semifinals, I can tell you that. The boys' semifinals will be pretty good. They're at 2-6. It's Piper and May South at 6. And then at 2, it's Highland Park and Cape and Mount Carmel. So that is the schedule for tomorrow. We're going to get the game stats here in a moment. Chris Ayer bringing them up to us. And let's go over them. You want one, Blake? No. Blake's not doing color. He was spotting for me, though. Our game stats are brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. First for Bishop Carroll, who will end their season at 19-4. They had two in double figures, led by Megan Simon with 11, Leah Hinkey with 10, 6 from Brooke Stephen, 4 apiece Lily Martin, Avery McCory. Bishop Carroll was 13-46 from field. That is 28%. They were 6-12 shooting in the fourth quarter. They were 9-25 in the second half. So 13-46 total for Bishop Carroll for 28%. They go 0-15 from 3 here tonight. 9-14 from the line. 32 rebounds. Emporia High gets out-rebounded by 1. And 15 turnovers for Bishop Carroll. 40 victorious Emporia High Lady Spartans, who will go to the semifinals for the first time since 2009. Addie Kermer leads the way with 16. 7, Lexi DeWitt. 5, Ryan Peak. 3 each, Emil Bennett, Kyla Herkins, Tegan Baker. Addison Gutierrez with 1. And that's all the scoring for Emporia High. Emporia High was 11-33 from the field for 33%. They were 4-16 in the second half. They were 1-5 from the field in the fourth quarter. Emporia High 3-8 from 3 for 38% on Valunet fiber threes. Emporia High, the free throw line is huge. They go 13-26 from the line. They were 4-10 They go 9 of 16 in the second half, even 50%. They rebounded the ball 31 times, had 16 turnovers. The attendance number, I must have said something on the morning show. The attendance in last year's state quarterfinal between Emporia High and Andover, 22-15. Blew it out of the roof here tonight. 3,413 fans in attendance for this quarterfinal featuring the Emporia High Lady Spartans. Can they push you over 3,500 tomorrow? We'll see. But 34-13, it's the attendance number for this 5A quarterfinal. Blows it out of the roof by almost 1,200 from last year. Those are your game stats brought to you by Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, carrying on the trust and tradition since 1928. Let's do our play of the game first. It's brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Well, it was a Ryan Peak rebound and the stick back with just under 4 minutes to play that put Emporia High up front. Lady Spartans back out. That is our play of the game, brought to you by Shelter Insurance. For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Callie Madrano, 722 West 6. Time now for our player of the game, brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Atoso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. I'll pick our player of the game next after this 30-second break from Toso Family Eye Care. Lady Spartans win 38-35 over Bishop Carroll. We're back in 30. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Look out for the vision of you and your family by scheduling an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at Toso Family Eye Care. 25% of school-age children have an undiagnosed vision problem which can interfere with learning. People over the age of 40 are at a greater risk of eye diseases like glaucoma and cataracts. Increased digital device use can also cause dry eye and vision strain. Look out for the people you care about. Schedule an eye exam with Dr. Caitlin Toso at 620-342-6282.
And our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game honors, got to hand them out to the future Lady Hornet, Addie Kermer. 16 points for Kermer here tonight as keeping Emporia High their season alive, 20 in a row, 22-1, and back in the final semifinals for the first time since 2009. Addie Kermer is our Toso Family Eye Care Player of the Game. Brought to you by Dr. Caitlin Toso, Atoso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. Let's get our first main break in as we await Carolyn Dorsey. Lady Spartans win it 38-35 over Bishop Carroll. We're back in a moment with Carolyn Dorsey. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
The hardest working tractor is always the easiest to work with. Prairie Land Partners offers over 200 hard working attachments to accompany your John Deere compact utility tractor. From pallet forks, backhoes, box blades, rotary mowers and tillers to rear blades, they have the attachments to tackle the jobs that you and your property demand. Stop by any Prairie Land Partners location or visit them online to learn more.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
Emporia High Spartan Sports brought to you by Gerald Schumann Electric, the one to call for all your electrical needs from residential to commercial to industrial. Call 620-342-2176. By Mark II Lumber Company, find a complete line of building materials and hardware priced right every day at 825 East 6th. And by Nextech Wireless, proud to invest in Kansas communities. Stop into your local Nextech Wireless to see how they can support all your wireless needs. Nextech Wireless, working for Kansas because they are Kansas.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th Avenue. Proud to serve the area's automotive, diesel, and heavy equipment repair needs. The Credit Union of Emporia at 2711 West 15th, where you're treated like a person and not an account number. And Plumbing by Spelman, 821 Commercial, for residential and commercial plumbing service, serving Emporia and surrounding communities for generations.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Sports Connection, 2721 West 15th, serving the Emporia High Spartans for over 40 years. by Thurston's Plus Auto Body and Automotive, your complete service stop. Call them at 342-2613. Thurston's Plus is a proud supporter of Emporia High Sports. And by Moon Title and Escrow, 421 Commercial Emporia, Eric Thomas, Brian Portner, and staff wish the Emporia High Spartans good luck.
KVOE, live and local.
Well, the Emporia High Lady Spartans are on to the semifinals of the Class 5A State Tournament for the first time since 2009. And another fun tidbit that everyone should know. Bo Welch was an assistant for Coach Bill Neinsted on that team. Yeah. Bo Welch, before he was the boys basketball coach at Emporia High when he took over for Rick Bloomquist in the 2010-11 season, Bo Welch was an assistant under Bill Neinsted, and he was a part of that staff with Coach Bob Miller as well. So another fun tidbit to throw out here in the Prairie Land Partners John Deere postgame show as Emporia High wins it 38-35. Carolyn Dorsey making the rounds. It is her birthday, too. I mentioned it. So we are still awaiting the coach. As I know, she's got the crown and on and everything. The ribbon. But the Lady Spartans on to the state semifinals, first time since 2009. They will be taking on Mace South. Mace South, a team Emporia High beat last year to get to the state tournament. It was at Emporia High. As the coach is not even in the gym. I did see her. So I'll tell you what, let's get another two-minute break in as Emporia High wins it 38-35. And hopefully get the coach here in a few moments. We are going to get another two-minute break in. And when we come back, hopefully have the coach here in a few moments. Still trying to work the rounds here. As Emporia High wins it 38-35, they are on to the semifinals once again, 8 p.m. tomorrow, May South. And it should be a fun one with both May South and Emporia High knocking off the defending state champions and runner-up in last year's state tournament here tonight in the quarterfinals. We're back in 2 minutes with more here on the Prairie Land Partner John Deere postgame show, 38-35 Emporia High. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Express Tire and Auto, your tire professionals and Polaris experts. See them at 806 East 12th in Emporia, next to the water tower. By Dr. Todd Detweiler, family physician, who believes that participation in extracurricular activities promotes a healthy lifestyle. And by Pizza Ranch. It's buffet done your way with pizza, chicken, desserts, and more. There's so much to love at Pizza Ranch, 3000 West 18th Avenue. Go Spartans!
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Shoal Construction. Serving the Emporia area with roofing, siding, gutters, and windows. Contact Shoal Construction 620-591-2907 online at shoalroofing.com. The Flint Hills Mall, a convenient option for your new or growing retail business. To learn more about becoming a mall tenant, call 620-342-4631 or visit flinthillsmall.com. And Walburn's Roofing, your local roofing and guttering expert. Contact Brian Walburn for a free estimate, 620-366-1310. A healthy roof is a healthy home.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Mel's Tire 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless. By John North Ford, Lincoln and Nissan, sales, parts, and service since 1963. By Bobby D's Merchant Street Barbecue, where it's all about the meat. And by the RV Dock, 618 Industrial Road, repairs for your RV for over 24 years.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Pete Euler. For great service and great rates, see State Farm agent Pete Euler. By Annette Taylor at Salon Mirage. From cuts and perms to manicures and massages, contact Annette for an appointment today by calling or texting 620-344-4197. And by Prairieland Partners John Deere, delivering the right solution.
KVOE, live and local.
Back at Y Auditorium, Emporia High wins at 38-35, and we are going to get Carolyn Dorsey, and she is hustling all the way over here. I think she might have forgot. Well, we're going to get the headset on her. Yeah, I was about. Oh, Keaton Code.
Are we live?
We are live.
Okay, hi everybody. I was like, I was going to say something, but I didn't want to check first.
Well, happy birthday. This has got to be a really great birthday present for Coach Carolyn Dorsey, even though it got kind of interesting down the stretch.
Yeah, I'm a little out of breath. This is embarrassing, but you know, yeah, you know, top eight. You know, what did we expect? They wouldn't go away. I didn't expect him to. You know, I thought we could have hit some plays down the stretch that we didn't, we normally do. They hit some shots down the stretch there, and, you know, they kept it interesting. But, you know, survive in advance. It is my birthday. I told him that's all I wanted for my birthday. You know, so just give me one. But now we want another one. You know, we're excited. It hadn't been done in a while. It feels great. You know, they're in the top four in the state. That's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
You look at. Coach, there's a reason why I have my notes.
Yeah.
So this will be the 10th Final Four appearance for the Lady Spartans, and the first one since 2009.
We told the girls, you know, it's been a record-setting year, and why not? You know, everyone keeps telling, you know, it's funny, Dylan, as a coach, you can never do enough. Like I told you, we want you to beat Hayden. Well, we want you to beat him by more than that. We want you to beat Rule for the first time in 17 years. Check. We got to get a league title since 1997. You know what? Keep putting the hoops out there. We're going to keep jumping. But, yeah, it's been a while, 15 years. You know, I told the girls, why not? Go get another one. Go ahead and set another record. So we're going to try to get to that championship game. May South is pretty talented. But for tonight, right now we're on top of the world.
Well, Addie Kermer has 16 points here tonight. But here's arguably what I thought the play of the game.
Kay.
Kermer misses the second free throw. It's about 4 minutes left in the game. Ryan Pete gets an offensive rebound and the stick back.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was huge.
You know, I thought Ryan had a pretty good game. I know she missed things early. And I know she got a little frustrated, and they all panicked a little bit. You know, the state round is different. When it's win or go home, I think everybody tightens up a little bit, of course. You know, it's you don't want it to be done. You want to give everything. I want to give them everything. They want to give me everything. You know, and I think all of a sudden when those little things start going, it's, oh, my gosh, just slow down. I think a couple times we, not folded, but you could see some panic. I said, just, everyone's freaking out. I felt like, there's still so much time left. You know, Ryan, that was huge. I thought she boarded well. I think she was getting hammered down low. I'm not going to lie to you. I think on all the rebounds, she was getting clobbered. Kyla, all of them were getting hammered. You know, I thought she had a couple of things I think she was probably mad about, but down the stretch I thought she played well, and that was a huge play. You know, Kermer doesn't miss those very often, but that was a huge play by Ryan.
I got two more for you.
Yeah.
I know you're going to emphasize free throws and hopefully
a
walkthrough.
Yeah, good God.
13 of 26, Coach.
Yeah, I saw that already, Dylan. You didn't have to point that out. yeah, it wasn't good. You know, those are the things we don't miss. Kermer missed two tonight, one, and she just doesn't miss. And
7 of 10 for Kermer.
7 of 10, and that's 70%. That's good.
Yeah.
But that's not, you know, Kermer's a 90% shooter. Again, I think that's just poise and just a little bit tense. And same thing with Ryan. Ryan missed early. They all, Addison missed. She's on our left group. She's shooting like 87%. You know, again, it's fine. That's what I said. Just quit worrying about it. Watch it go in and breathe. And, yeah, our free throw shooting was not good. But when you can win, it's survive in advance, Dylan. We survived. We advanced. It wasn't pretty, but we made more plays down the stretch, and we'll take it.
Well, you get to face a May South team that has won 18 in a row. You have won 20 in a row.
Yeah.
Their last loss was a derby on December 19th, a couple of weeks after you guys lost on this floor. I know I don't want to bring it up, but that 5-point loss to Aiden. Here.
You brought it up all year, Dylan.
But here's the thing, Coach.
Go ahead.
You got to like the matchup, what May South has, you know, height-wise. You know, the Singh Thai girl you know, able to take it to the bucket. But the one that impressed me the most was the Seals girl.
The shooter. Yeah, and we watched her.
Yeah, she was huge down the stretch. But, you know, you saw May South last year in the sub-state final. You're going to see some players. You're going to see some personnel you saw last year, and you ended up defending the home floor and got here.
Yep, they're good. You know, they have the Howie girl. They have the Eureka girl or whatever.
Yeah, both of them are transfers from Eureka.
Yeah, and then they have the girl that was shooting tonight that was unguarded a lot. You know, she shot the heck out of the ball. We don't want to leave her open tomorrow would be my guess, but... size-wise, you know, we match up well. That always, that doesn't really bode well for us typically, but we're usually better against bigger people. But that's okay. I'm excited about the matchup. I think it'll be good. May South is talented. We've seen them. They know us. We know them. We've watched them all sub-state. So, you know, like I said, why not? So we'll roll the ball out. It's a quick turnaround, and hopefully we're ready.
Coach, congratulations on this one, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, guys.
That's Emporia High Lady Spartan Coach Carolyn Dorsey joining us here. Post-game, Lady Spartans win 38-35. Let's do our final break, and we'll come back with final comments in a moment. Lady Spartans win at 38-35 onto the Final Four for the first time since 2009. You're listening to Lady Spartan Basketball.
Seasons come quick, and before you know it, your yard will be ready for the mower. Be prepared to hit the grass mowing this spring with a well-maintained mower. Give Prairie Land Partners a call to have your equipment inspected and serviced by a John Deere certified technician to ensure worry-free mowing this spring. Don't wait. Beat the rush by calling Prairie Land Partners to schedule your mower today.
Delivering the right solution. Prairie Land Partners.
This has been the Prairie Land Partners postgame show. Prairie Land Partners' John Deere delivering the right solution. Final comments are next. This is Emporia High Spartan Basketball.
Emporia High Spartan Sports being brought to you by Clark Alamein II, attorney at law, representing the injured and accused in the Emporia and surrounding area for over 18 years. Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, keeping you focused on Emporia and our surrounding communities. And the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, offering you banking by text, the perfect tool for your busy life so you'll have more time to sit back and enjoy the game. Good luck, Spartans.
Emporia High Spartan Sports, brought to you by Goods Cash Saver, home of fresh-cut meat, triple-inspected produce, big selections, and great value. Remember to get it at Goods. By Long Pine Auto Plaza, your Chevrolet dealer in Emporia, driven by LongPineAuto.com. And by Emporia State University, helping students build their bright futures through hands-on learning and career-building experiences. Discover ESU today at Emporia.edu.
KVOE, live and local.
Back one final time from Wide Auditorium. Lady Spartans are on to the Final Four in Class 5A, 38-35 winners over Bishop Carroll. Bishop, as Mike Sauer just messaged me, so I'll get to him in a moment. But it will be Emporia High and May South. May South winning tonight. I tweeted that out. So I'm going to try to get this quick. We're nearing the top of the hour. But May South was a winner tonight over Aquinas. That was 55-52. So May South, winners are now 18 in a row. We'll take on Emporia High, who has won 20 in a row. And then, and that'll be at 8 p.m. RV Doc pregame show, 7:40 here on KVOE. The other semifinal has Andover and Seaman at 4 o'clock. 2 o'clock, Capen and Highland Park in the boys' first semifinal. And then Piper and May South in the other semifinal in the boys. So we have four games on the KVOE network of stations tomorrow. It starts at 1:40 on Country 101.7 FM. Opie Boys and Southern South Gray. That's at 2 o'clock from Colby. And then Ken Hansen has a Lebo doubleheader with the Lebo Boys at 6 and the girls to follow at 8. And then Emporia High and May South here from Wide Auditorium, 8 p.m., 7:40 pregame. Once again, the attendance number here tonight, 3,413. Special thanks to Iris Renteria running the show back at the KVOE studios. And I know I said this morning on the morning show I was going to be doing the sports. But since Blake is back from Kansas City, he'll be handling the morning sports. I will talk to you tomorrow no matter what. So Once again, the final here from Y Auditorium, the Emporia High Lady Spartans are on to the Final Four for the first time since 2009, and the third time the charm for this bunch, as three consecutive state appearances, they got that win that they needed. They went here tonight 38-35 over Bishop Carroll, 22-1 now on the season. Once again, thanks to Iris back at the KVOE studios. I'm Dylan Sherwood. Thanks for tuning in to Emporia High Lady Spartan Basketball here on 14 KVOE AM and 96.9 FM. Bidding you a good evening from Y Auditorium. I'll talk to you tomorrow. You've been listening to Emporia High Basketball on KVOE.
You've been listening to Emporia High Spartan Basketball. Emporia High School Basketball has been brought to you by the Credit Union of Emporia, RV Doc, Longbine Auto Plaza, Prairie Land Partners John Deere, Dr. Caitlin Toso of Toso Family Eye Care, Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Roberts Blue Barnett Funeral Home, Jeff, Deb, and Bree Williams of RE/MAX Ag Real Estate, and by the members of the Spartan Booster Club. Emporia High School Basketball has been a production of Emporia's radio station. All rights reserved.
News. I'm Daria Albinger. President Biden taking on Republicans over border security, a major focus of tonight's State of the Union address.
My team began serious negotiation with a bipartisan group of senators. The result was a bipartisan bill with the toughest set of border security reforms we've ever seen. Oh, you don't think so? Oh, you don't like